and they stayed on schedule with the change. And while they did not convert a lot of those passing attempts, they had a lot of open throwing lanes. There was some downfield opportunities. So if they're able to get the running game established and work in some RPOs and some play action, I think that's when they're most effective as a unit.
Yeah, I remember Landon Flynn looked good on some of those throws against the Allen and gained his confidence each play. Good.
And now if you look at the other sideline and you look at the Trojans, I was a little shocked looking at some of their stats for this year. They're averaging 53.5 points per game, but they're doing it on just 25 plays per game. That's a really good efficiency right there, only having 25 plays a game but putting up 53. The two-quarterback system they run, those two guys have a combined QPR of 152.5. That's really good. 5 TDs, no interceptions, a 77% completion percentage, and they're not just throwing nickel and dime passes. You know, these quarterbacks are working the ball downfield. When they run the ball, they're averaging almost 14 yards a pop. They've got 18 touchdowns, 217 rushing yards per game. And another thing that stood out, they're only averaging 352 yards a game while still putting up 53.5 points. And that just speaks to how well the defense has played this year, keeping the ball on their side of the field, how good special teams has been. When you put all of those three units together, you know, that's what makes this Chase team so scary to me. You know, they don't have to run a lot of plays to score a lot of points. So that makes this offense scary. And we saw what those two quarterbacks can not only do with their arms but with their legs. I know Rudisil broke off a couple big runs against Cherville. I expect we'll see more of the same tonight.
That surprises me here in the only 300-something yards a game. You would think with the numbers they're putting up offensively, they'd be 500-600 yards a game. So that's unusual. They're being real conservative and still scoring.
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you, and I think the defensive number speaks to that. As a team, they've got 34 tackles for loss, which is over 8 per game. They have 9 sacks. 24 different players have made a tackle for the Trojans this season. That's a lot.
That's getting in on the action.
Yes, it is. 9 different players have double-digit tackles, and two more players have 9 tackles, and they forced 10 turnovers through 4 games. And you put both of those together, you see why they're 4-0, looking to go to 5-0 tonight, and are a lot of people are writing them in as real contenders in the 2A West.
I believe that they have a feel about it that just seems like they're confident and they have a goal in mind, and that goal is playing the last week of the season.
No question. They would love to play in December.
My question is, they were rolling along, and all of a sudden they get an off week. You know, are they going to come out tonight a little slow? Or are they going to be raring to go? I'm anxious to see how they approach that tonight after having a week off.
And you never know how 16- and 17-year-old kids are going to respond to that. Especially when you come in and you have a game that is so emotionally charged as this one is. You know, you've got the Battle of the Bridge, the rivals from just 10 minutes down the road, 10, 15 minutes down the road. Had a huge pep rally today, announced their new mascot, Troy, the Trojan. So they've got that going on. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion built into this game. So the Trojans are going to have to definitely make sure, and the Cavaliers too, they keep those emotions in check for 48 minutes.
Yeah, anxious to see that as they come out. And a new mascot, so tonight's his debut.
Yes, it is.
Troy the Trojan.
And I saw he's going to be available for photos starting in the second quarter, so he'll get a chance to interact with the fans a little bit, and kids will get to go up and see the brand new Trojan mascot.
That's exciting. And I think they have a cannon also they've introduced a few years ago or so. Anxious to hear that go off a few times tonight.
Yeah, they play that after every touchdown. In the last season and a half, they've certainly spent their fair money on whatever it takes to fire a cannon.
Yeah, they're going to run out of shells if they don't stop scoring so much.
No question about it.
Wow, that's interesting. I guess we can run down real quick. Standing as right now in conference play is Brevard's 1-0, 2-3 overall. Hendersonville 1-0, 4-1 overall, which brings up a big game next week. Polk County's 1-0, 3-2 overall. Our Central 0-1 in region, 2-3 overall. East Rutherford 0-1, 1-4. Patton's 0-1, 0-5 overall, and Chase looks funny down at the bottom of the standing, but they're 4-0 on the season. I'm sure they want to jump into that 1-0 and in first place tonight.
Yeah, that and they cannot look ahead to next week. I think we're going to be back for that game here. Hendersonville comes to Chase, and I know there's a lot of revenge probably on the mind of the Trojans after the way Hendersonville handled them last year at Hendersonville. So that they'll be eager to get after it. And that game, you know, obviously Hendersonville has Polk County tonight. But you feel like next week could go a long way in determining who's going to be the conference champion in Mountain Foothill 7 Conference.
It's a tall task, but East Ruffin could be catching Chase at a good time again, coming off an off week, and they could be looking ahead to next week's game in Hendersonville. You know, you say don't do that, but they do. They're getting ready to do the national anthem here. The band is a good-sized band here for Chase Trojan.
I believe we've got members of the Chase Middle School band out there and the Cavalier Marching Band out there as well. So a huge group out there for this performance.
They've got everybody involved tonight. I can see that.
Throw one more stat in while they're getting set up. A lot of you may remember this game. Last time the Cavaliers paid a visit to the Trojans with a full stadium. Now, the Cavaliers came here in 2020 during the COVID year. But you got to go back to 2018 for the last time. There was no attendance limitation. East Rutherford won that game 53-13. But since that night, the Trojans have gone 29-9 over the last 38 games. Two losses to South Point, two to Shelby, two to Burns, one to Reedsville, one to Hendersonville, and one to Brevard. So the Trojans, since that night, East Rutherford came up here and to the farm and really handled them for 48 minutes. The Trojans have been a just different ball club, and you know, they are showing that we're going to beat the teams we're supposed to, and all those teams they lost to are high-quality competition.
So none of those guys are out here now, but I'm sure some of these guys are in the stands and may remember that game. And we're going to pause just for a minute for the national anthem. Be right back.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
More music, WCAB.
Thank you for making WCAB your radio station of choice in the foothills. Now get the best of both worlds, 100.9 FM and 590 AM, Rutherfordton.
We're back. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem by the Chase Trojan Marching Band and the middle school. And looking down, like you said, there's a big crowd on hand here tonight. It's going to be almost a packed house on the home side. I'm sure the Cavalier fans are still making their way in.
I know when we started this pregame show, there was a few spots, but they seem to be all filled now.
I'd say it's pretty close to capacity. Looks pretty good. We'll be getting the captains out soon for the coin toss. I want to see how this Chase team comes out after a week off, and also thinking about a big game next week here at home. So it, never know. It may not faze them at all. They'll come out like they have the entire year and put points on the board, but tough task at hand for the Cavaliers from East Rutherford, but, you know, everything's possible. A couple of turnovers, give them confidence, and hopefully this game will go on into the fourth quarter still being a good ball game. Give a few stats, I guess, for some of the players in the last game. Quarterback Turner McSwain has 348 yards, completed Wow, 21 out of 27 on the year. That's pretty good there for two touchdowns. And Jalen Rudisell, quarterback for Bar City, 189 yards, 9 out of 12 on the season, two touchdowns. So that's where they stand quarterback-wise. And the running backs, number three, Marquise McCombs, Bar City running back, 439 yards on the year, 13 touchdowns on the ground, averaging 109 a game. Jalen Rudisell, quarterback for Chase, also has 228 yards on the ground with three touchdowns. And Brennan Austin, tailback for Chase, 97 yards, two touchdowns. And then Turner McSwain, a quarterback with 73 rushing yards and no touchdowns on the ground. Also, Marquise McCombs is the top receiver for the Trojans. He's got 157 yards receiving, seven receptions, two touchdowns through the air. But the playmaker for the Trojans, Tavon DeRisma, 152 receiving yards, seven receptions, and a touchdown. And also in there is Jari Mosley, 101 receiving yards, one touchdown on the year. So Chase, you know, spreads the ball around, and they make it pop pretty quick. We're getting underway here in about 6 minutes, it looks like. Thank you for joining us here on 100.9 FM, 590 AM, WCAB, Friday Night Frenzy. We're at the campus of Chase High School, Allen Stadium. I believe it's Allen Field also, I think, is what I heard a little bit earlier.
They cut in just for a minute. Thomas Jefferson is playing at Shelby tonight. They started early. Surprise, surprise. After the first quarter, it's 0-0.
That's good.
That is good. So we hope that can keep up.
That's not one of your normal Shelby teams, so a good chance for Thomas Jefferson to go over there and make some noise. Guess we can give you the standings in that conference real quick. Burns is 1-0, 4-1 overall. Shelby 1-0, 2-3 overall. Bessemer City at 1-0 and 1-4. Thomas Jefferson 0-1, 0-4 on the season. Cherryville 0-1, 2-3 overall. Highland Tech 0-1 in region, 0-5 overall. And East Gaston starting region play tonight, and they're 2-2 overall. That's your conference standing 1A, 2A West conference. That conference have a name? Is it just 1A, 2A West?
It is the Southern Piedmont 1A, 2A conference.
Southern Piedmont, you had a name there somewhere. I just haven't been able to find it yet. Key players for the Cavaliers tonight. It's going to be number 21, Brandon Pinkerton, freshman running back. Number 2, Coleman Tisdale, sophomore linebacker. Number 11, Blake McClellan, wide receiver. Number 24, Jordan Dixon. And number 12, Landon Flynn, a freshman quarterback. He's gaining confidence week by week.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, Terry, it's going to be a little hard to hear you tonight. This crowd, this stadium, it's already alive. It's electric, and we've got 5 minutes till kickoff.
Captain for the Trojans is going to be 10, 6, 4, and 74. That is Marquise McCombs, number 6. Number 10, Jalen Rudisell. Number 4, Anthony Smith. And number 74, Reagan McCrane. I think that's their main captain for the season.
I believe it is.
And getting ready to have the corn talk. Thank you to thank our sponsors for allowing us to bring you these games here on Friday Night Frenzy. Hopefully you tune in and not tune us out. Good excitement here tonight. And it's almost feel about playoff right now here coming along. Good to see people back in the stands. We went, a couple of years where you know, allowed small capacity. Good to have it back.
Yes, it is. This is what small town Friday Night Football is all about, in my opinion. Packed stand, rivalry game. You're either here or you're at the Alabama Fair. There's no doubt about it. So this is exciting.
Coaches for East Rutherford is the head coach, Philip Russ. He's also the offensive coordinator. Special teams coordinator, Lee Lell. Assistant coach, Griffin Stamey. Kendall McGowan. Donovan Manning. Defensive coordinator, Turner Kincaid. First responder, Randy Bailey. Assistant coach Alex Kay and assistant coach Zach Pearson. Cavaliers with 13 seniors, 9 juniors, 10 sophomores, and 5 freshmen on this team.
Trojans won the toss the third of the second half, so the visitors from East Rutherford going to get the ball first.
That's probably a good thing. Let's see if they can come out and get a sustained drive. And they're fired up. East Rutherford ready to get this game underway, knowing that they won the last time they were here, I do believe. Chase is coached by Chris Cogdell, assisted by Tyrese Brooks, Jordan Rumsfeld, Jeff Craney, Todd Frazier, Thomas Crawford, Malik Young, David Paddock, Michael Short, Dirk Thomas, Marquise Cash, Daniel Bailey, Tuba Boykin, Equipment Manager Brad Jones, and Athletic Director Tony Wall.
There's our first taste of the can.
It's a lot louder than I thought it would be up here. That's going to be exciting. Not a lot of smoke from it, too, so I've seen cannons go off before and then smoke last until the second quarter, so that's a good...
Even better.
That's a good cannon. Jason, all blue tonight, blue pants, blue jersey with the gold stripes on the sleeves, gold numbers. All blue, he's rougher in the navy blue pants, white jerseys. Looks like the numbers are blue also. And here we are, Friday night football here. Allen Stadium, Chase High School.
Just to make sure, I don't want Kevin to get calls to the radio. I think that's black. I think East Coast fans would not like hearing navy blue.
I think you're right. I guess they better put my glasses on so I can't see. I thought they looked black, but I was just trying to get.
Yeah.
About to get underway. It's going to be one of my favorite kickers out there to kick off. Number 85, Ryan Sixtos, senior kicker. Does a lot of kicking off, but not a lot of punting. Let's see if he can get this in the end zone. About to get underway. 12 minutes on the clock. Officials getting ready to give the signal here.
If he doesn't punt all year, I bet the Trojans will be pretty happy where this season ends up.
Exactly. East Rutherford Cavaliers going to be going left to right on your TV screen. Going to be kicked a little short. Going to hit the ground, take a bounce, and picked up at the 15-yard line. Oh, had a quick opener, and he's hit hard at the 25. Stays on his feet, dragging some defenders down to the 27-yard line. Good return for the Cavaliers.
Yep. That was number 23, Reggie Robinson, on the return. He corralled the kickoff, but Brennan Austin introduced himself to Mr. Robinson very quickly and brought him down just for the 30-yard line.
Robinson, one of the captains for the Cavaliers. Also number 2, Coleman Tisdale. Number 11, Blake McClellan. And number 56, Trevor Jenkins. Failed to get them out. It's going to be Landon Flynn at quarterback. Split formation in the backfield. Two receivers right. Flynn's going to take it, get to his tailback, left side. Gets a good push and picks up some yards. That running back, Reggie Robinson.
That was Pinkerton, freshman. We've seen some good things out of him in that McDowell game.
Yes, we did. This team's going to continue to get better next coming years. So they picked up about 3, 2nd and 7 now.
If they can continually pick up 3 yards a pop tonight, Coach Russell, I think, is going to be pretty happy with his rushing attack.
Got Flynn in at quarterback. We got Pinkerton in. Flynn's going to be in shotgun.
Trojans are absolutely loading this box up. They've got 8 in there. They're daring the Cavaliers to throw this ball.
Taking their time, letting the play clock run down. That's good game management. It's going to be in the backfield. 21 is going to spin, picks up yards on his own that time, breaking some tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Got to give Pinkerton a lot of credit there. I couldn't tell who it was immediately in the backfield. Might have been Boo Smith. He had a chance. He about knocked that football out. But like you said, Pinkerton spun out of the tackle and picked up positive yardage.
A good start to this Cavalier offense right now in the black pants, white jerseys. And we're set. That makes it about 3rd and 4. They continue this on this 3rd down. They're going to be 4th and short. Playing the quarterback. Going to stay in shotgun. Got a receiver running back behind him, and they're going to run his play clock down every play, and that's not a bad idea. I'll run down about 2 seconds, gets the snap, and Pinkerton again, left side, is going to push up for about 2 yards on the carry. They're going to give him the 35-yard line. Looks like could be 4th and 3 coming up.
It was Reagan McCraney and Cameron Mills that combined on that tackle.
It's going to be tough sledding for the Cavaliers if they try to run through those two guys.
Yeah, McCraney going both ways, heading off to Duke in the fall, unless he's graduating early and going in the winter. Not sure. Well, fourth down coming up. Dangerous return man back for the Trojans. Tavon DeRisma. Is that McCombs on the right?
It is.
Plenty of time. They're going to set up a return. End-over-end kick is going to be taken at the 32-yard line by Mark. And a good coverage downfield, but he stays on his feet. Finally going to be gang tackled and hit hard at the 27-yard line. Good coverage by the Cavaliers.
I tell you, we talked about him. He got the ball in three straight carries, Brandon Pinkerton. And who made that tackle on the punt return? None other than Mr. Pinkerton himself. Excellent effort early on from the freshman.
He came to play tonight. That was a good punt of about 42 yards.
Great hang time as well.
No return. Officials trying to reset the play clock. I think they got it figured out.
Maybe a bit of a surprise. McSwain's back there at quarterback for this first drive.
Maybe they flip a coin to start the game. So McSwain's in there. Got McCombs on his left hip. He's going to give it to a pitch. Flea flicker play. And he's under trouble. McSwain throws the ball off balance and just throws it out of bounds. Good coverage downfield. They didn't fall for it. The Cavaliers didn't.
Well, they did. And what allowed that coverage to look so good was that immediate pressure. There was a couple guys, 24, Jordan Dixon, I think I saw 15, Davis Melton, number 9, Ryan Butler. They were all in the backfield quickly on that play.
Interesting play call to start the game. A flea flicker. I don't think I've ever seen that in high school. No Dallas Cowboy play. Officials talking things over with Coach Cogdell. I think it's something to do with the play call. He made it something to just shut it off and they're going to run it on the field. I've seen that done. Clock stops with 9:10 to go, and it's second down and 10. McSwain. The whole team pops back up, looks at the signal from the sideline. Yeah, a little issue with the play clock here tonight. They'll get that straightened out. There's Marquise McConnell. Has a big hole left side, cuts it back to the 35, trying to get the sideline. Tiptoes down the sideline and knocked out of bounds as he crossed the midfield at the 42, and that's just what he does.
We did have a late flag come in from the far side of the field, so whatever this is, it did not pertain to that running play that much, right? There's the push to the sideline now.
The balance just amazes me from that young man.
We got to give a lot of credit, though, to number 50, Hayden Galloway, and number 55, Kyle Kilgo. They created that hole there on that left side.
We see we get to that offensive line, and there you go. Some of them, that's going to be against the Trojans. Big play, a race by McCombs.
Yeah, blocking the back penalty, and I, like I said, you know, that was not really near the play that was happening on the sidelines. It's really unnecessary.
30 yards away. It is a first down. 9 minutes left here in the first quarter. Get the Trojans all look to the sideline. That way everybody's on the same page. So first and 10 from the Cavalier 49. Quick pass out. McSwain has one man to beat. Stops it, and he gets to the sideline. That's just a one-on-one play there. Down the sideline, 5 touchdowns. Good read by the quarterback that time.
Yeah, the Cavaliers loaded the box up, and quarterback Turner McSwain saw Tavon DeRisma with one-on-one coverage, and he got him the ball, and DeRisma did the rest.
Yeah, most times he's going to win that one-on-one battle. That's why they're so tough. You'll stack the box and they'll find one-on-one coverage and get the 49-yard touchdown. And Trojans are on the board, 8:37 to go.
We'll see if they go for two here.
They do. Throws it up for grabs, overthrows his man in the end zone, and he makes the catch. Doesn't make the catch.
Oh, looks like they did not hold on to them way down. That was an excellent effort. Number 12, Jahari Mosley. Excellent chance to go up and catch the ball at his highest point, but he hit the ground. The ball came loose.
Chase going for the two. But just like that, we talked about him striking quickly, and they do.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how long they had the ball there, but I think it might have been less than a minute.
I think they got it with 9 minutes. Well, I think you're right. Quick strike offense.
I believe it took three plays. Is that right? So they're on pace for their 25 a game.
There you go. They're consistent, at least, what they do. Six toes on to kick it off.
Quick score update. Thomas Jefferson blocked the punt, returned it for a touchdown. They let Shelby 6-0. But Shelby just converted a 31-yard touchdown pass, take a 7-6 lead.
8:37 to go here in the first. Trojans on top, 6-0 after the 2-1 conversion attempt failed. Another kick's going to be taken at the 13-yard line. Has some blockers, gets to the sideline, has one man to beat on his feet, again up to the 28, 29-yard line where he goes out of bounds.
Randy Robinson again, two big stiff arms allowed him to get there. Once again, a late flag comes in on the far sideline.
Well, that's an unsportsmanlike. I'm looking at this Chase offensive or defensive line. Them are some big guys down there.
Yes, they are.
But some of them may work on a farm. Beautiful field here tonight. Everybody who painted that Trojan really did an excellent job.
Like it's a personal foul. Laid it out of bounds on the Trojan. What the signal was, this is going to give the Cavaliers outstanding starting position.
A 15-yarder. The Cavaliers take over their second possession here, down 6-0.
You never like to talk about how big a drive is this early in the game, but this feels like a really important one for the Cavaliers. I feel like they've got to get in the end zone here because we know the Trojans are going to score and the Cavaliers are going to have to match it.
Having a draw 44, Flynn, the quarterback. They'll have Pinkerton in the backfield. They're going to try him again. This time he's hit behind the line. There's that defense from the Trojans, that tackle for loss.
Well, let's go ahead and give them another shout-out. Reagan McCraney, Cameron Mills. We talked about how tough it's going to be to run inside on those guys, and they showed it there. They blew that play up in a hurry.
McCraney's an offensive lineman. I wonder which one he enjoys the most, making a tackle or blocking for a big touchdown run.
Well, he puts about the same number of offensive linemen on the ground as he does defensive linemen. So.
Yes, he does.
If that was pancakes for defensive linemen, he'd lead the team in that, too.
Cavaliers, five receivers, three to the right, got two to the left. Flynn's in the backfield all by himself. Still letting the play clock run down. They're going to go down about 3 or 4 seconds each play.
Be curious if this might be a zone look from the Trojans.
Oh, blitz on the left side. And gets away, drops the ball, and just falls on it. Did a good job trying to fall on that and not pick it up and go with it.
Germany Harris looked like the initial pressure on number 33. He's not on the roster.
He's coming off now, but that's that outside pressure that they were talking about.
Just got confirmation. Number 33 is Landon Barnes. My good friend Mackie Flynn over here running the video.
Landon Barnes, this is 36 here, so we'll change him to 33. That's going to be second long now. Or third down coming up. Third and about 19.
Barney, another big guy on that line. He's only a sophomore. But, yep, he's a sophomore. That's a big guy. Defense ends it.
Third and 19, Flynn takes the pass out. Now he's going to be under pressure. Got there. Can he get away? Throws it out of bounds. Not going to be intentional ground, and he was out of the pocket.
Not sure if he got past the line of scrimmage, though. Plus, that doesn't apply to high school rules.
They've changed that rule this year, and it may not apply anymore.
Okay.
That's something new. I actually went to officiating school for a couple of classes back in the summer. I was going to do that, but just didn't have the time. There's a real shortage in high school officials at the moment, so I was going to try to help them out a little bit.
Hey, but we've got to give a lot of credit to Landon Flynn there. You know, that was supposed to be a bubble screen, but that pass was going to get picked off if he threw it, and he saw that DB and did a great job of tucking it.
Another punt here on 4th and 19. A little pressure, but it's a good punt. It's going to hit the ground out of bounds. See where they marked that ball out. Did it clear the 50? I'm not sure. 5-yard line. It did go across the 50 to the 45 of the Trojans, so they'll have it coming out. 2nd and 10. If they stick with their normal game plan, we may see McSwain here for another series. For seeing Rudison.
And you are correct.
I think they go two series apiece. out there trying to outdo each other, so that makes your offense even better. So first 10 from their own 45.
Right.
Playing at quarterback. McCollum has again, he stopped in the backfield momentarily, but he stayed on his feet, and the ball's on the ground.
Oh, they're going to say he was down.
Oh, he comes up limping. Not good for the Trojans.
Couldn't tell what happened. Looks like there's a Cavalier player down as well on the knee. He seems to be okay, though.
Checking in now for Chase is Brennan Austin, senior running back. Cavaliers switching the defense around a little bit. Hopefully McCollum will be okay and back out there short. He picked up 5 after he was hitting the backfield. So second and 5 coming up at the 50.
It's hard to tell what exactly happened there.
He couldn't put any pressure on that foot. Something there's Austin, number 7, going to get to the outside. Has a first down, stays on his feet, drag down at the 40.
First chance to say my man's name for East Rutherford, Zaylin Watkins. He tracked down Austin there, made that tackle, but I believe it was about 20 yards downfield there.
Austin's in a game now. McCollum's out momentarily. Austin probably hadn't had a whole lot of chance to run the ball this year, so but he looked pretty good on that run around the right side.
Quick update, Brevard is taking an early 7-0 lead on RS Central.
See RS Central get back in the win column tonight. This is a region play now. Chase opening region play tonight after being off last week. It's 1st and 10. Austin again running hard over that right side. And I think with that offensive line, I don't want anybody to run the ball.
Yeah, I think me and you can probably pick up 3-4 yards pop. We may not make it past that first hit, but we can get a little positive yardage.
2nd and 5, another 5 got picked up by Austin. Stay in there. About 33-2 checking out. That's Brennan Kingery and Landon Barnes. We're down to 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Trojans on top here on WCAB. 590 AM, 100.9 FM. 2nd and 5 coming up. Quarterback's going to throw it under Fettis. In and out of the hands, a good hit that time by number 11. Blake McClellan, one of the captains.
McSwain put a good pass there, but McClellan just was able to break it up the last second. Really did a good job there. It was his closing speed.
Guess with this offense, this is probably 4-down territory at the Cavaliers 37. It's 3rd and 5, almost 6 coming up. Clock stops at 4:10 with the incomplete pass.
Yeah. We'll find out a lot if this is 4-down territory. I think if it's a run, it will be.
As they end the round, he has some blockers out front. He gets the 1st down and hit hard. McClellan again lays the lumber on him at the 30.
That young man is fired up to play some football tonight. That's a big hit after the big PBU on that last play. So good to see the young players for East Rutherford showing up ready to play.
Sophomore defensive back, he's taking a breather after that hit. Hoping he's all right. Going to the sideline, so it is going to be 1st and 10. Won't know if they would have went for it on 4th down or not. And old Yellow Shoes is in there.
Brennan Kingery, one of our favorites.
The flag on the play is that offsides?
It's offsides against Chase. I guess someone lined up.
Sometimes your receivers will do that. You know, I think the officials ought to tell them that they're offside before they throw the flag just to give them a chance to get back. One receiver to the short side of the field. You got 2 to the right. McSwain, the quarterback, is going to give it to Austin. Has a big hole on the right side. Cut it back the way it wasn't supposed to go. He's got a 10-5 touchdown. Austin made that look easy.
Yes, he did. We have got to give credit to Tavon DeResma. He blocked his guy 20 yards downfield, locked him up. Outstanding blocking by the receiver there.
Take that in from 29 yards. They had a 47-yard touchdown, a 49, and a 29-yarder. And they're going to line up against if they go for two.
I believe the Trojans might have just set a record there, their longest drive of the season play-wise.
Yeah, you're probably right. They had that for about 5 minutes. And Six Toes on the kick. Snap up, hold us down, and the kick is good. With 3:18 to go here, it's 13 for the Trojans. Cavaliers, nothing. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Good food, not just fast food. It's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAB. Welcome back to Allen Stadium, home of the Chase Trojans. Well, our score is Chase 13, East Rutherford nothing. 3:18 left in the first quarter. Trojans have had two long touchdowns, 49-yard pass and a 29-yard run by backup running back Austin. It's going to be Reggie Robinson again at the 15. Going to run hard and finally hit, thrown backwards at about the 28. They're going to give him the 30-yard line, though, on the return.
I think he's averaging a lot over 20 yards of return tonight, so good effort by him.
And they keep kicking it to him, so I guess he's going to keep returning it. Cavaliers coming out now. Their game plan right now is they're running a play clock down to about 4 seconds, but when you do that, you're going to have to eventually get some scores.
Yep, absolutely, and they're not having much success through the air so far.
Yeah, not any time to throw the ball. So first and 10, let's see what they go with this time. Flynn, the quarterback. That's Pinkerton in there. Going to get the carry. This time left side, going to try to get some yardage right through that defensive front.
And there's just no running lane. Chase front, defensive front is just taking away every gap there is on that field right now.
Yeah, the Cavaliers wanting to run the ball, but they're going to have to spring something to the outside here pretty soon. Trojans keep packing it in tighter and tighter.
What's amazing is Trojans are stopping this run like they are with just a three-man front.
That's three big men out there.
Yes, that is a good point.
Second down and 8 after the 2-yard pickup. Flynn and Pinkerton in the backfield. Got three receivers right, one to the short side of the field to the left. Back in shotgun. Flags everywhere.
False start on Cavaliers. Trojans, they were going to bring some heat on that play and offensive line for the Cavaliers want to get a little bit of a head start.
Trying to make a block before the play. Out wide for the Cavaliers is Blake McClellan, Hakeem Curitan, and Aiden Lynch. They go back to the same play again.
I'd be curious to see if they try to take a shot deep to McClellan. He's their deep guy. He's their deep threat. We'll see what they do here.
As wide as he can go, and again, Chase threatening to bring the heat and another flinch on the offensive line. It's probably a freshman or a sophomore out there. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's the majority of their line. I couldn't tell, though, if that was a misunderstanding on the snap count, because there was multiple guys that took off on the little early there.
It's been a couple of plays since they made this snap count call, so they might have forgotten what it was. Now it's 2nd and 17. Might be a passing situation here. Ben's going to roll, throws it downfield, has two men out there. It's going to be knocked away. The defender was in front of the receiver, knocked it away at the 47.
That was dangerous for sure. That was, but that's what you want for the Cavaliers. You've got to take some chances if the Trojans are going to give you one-on-one coverage.
Back, and maybe you can get the interference call or come down with the catch.
Absolutely. And Cavaliers want to stay in this ballgame. They're going to have to make some of those plays down the field one-on-one.
3rd and 17, I'm guessing Chase is going to come with pressure here, maybe a quick screen pass.
might be in the playbook. Land Flynn's going to stay in there and shotgun. They're going to the triple option, looks like. No, they're back in there. Tight end's going to, Flynn's going to keep it himself, going to try to find a hole. He's hit hard at about the 24.
Carter Chapman made that hit, and he did not need any assistance from his buddies on the defense on that one.
Not sure they're trying to make something out of that one. 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Cavaliers set to punt it away again. 12, Landon Flynn to kick it. Back deep is DeRizma. And I guess Austin will be the other one. That's plenty of time against that return line drive kick. It's going to hit it about the 47. And it's going to be fumbled, touched by the Trojans. And it looks like East Upper may come up with it. Did he touch it?
We're going to see what the signal is. They're saying he did.
Not your normal punt returner back there deep, and that showed on that play. So, break for the Cavaliers as they picked up the fumbled punt. Almost could have picked that one up and took it into the end zone, but they did fall on it, and they're deep in Trojan territory at the 36.
This is what you call the breath of second life right here. You went backwards on your last drive, you get a turnover, you're on Chase's side of the field. Now your chance to try to make a play happen, and I would not be surprised to see a deep pass here if these receivers are locked up one-on-one.
I was about to ask you, you think they're going to go for it here? I think I would take a shot, at least to look for it.
Well, Trojan's playing a single-high safety look. They did rotate him over.
10 going to be Pinkerton. He's going to try to pick up. Y'all stay on his feet and takes a couple of big licks at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was the right call by the Cavaliers. If you paid attention, the single high safety the Trojans had, he rolled to the field side and he was ready to take away any deep pass. So.
Took a beating on that carry for 1 yard.
Good late movement by the Trojans defense trying to confuse the Cavaliers offense.
It's going to wind down the first quarter here. A good exciting game here. Trojans lead it by a score of 13-0 here as we head to the second quarter. We'll swap sides of the field and be back after a word from our sponsor.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Flynn's going to give it to Pinkerton again. He's going to lower his head, and he's going to be dragged back and a flag on the play, maybe a face mask.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. Like I said, I believe that 29, Kareem Franklin on that carry, and he did like he got brought around. I thought it was the shoulder, first-hand look, but these officials are much closer than I am.
Yeah, they're on the near side of the field with that, too. That was Jalen Hines with the carry. It was a face mask also. Big 15-yard penalty. Going to put East Rutherford down here at the 20-yard line of the Trojans.
I think that's the third sizable penalty for the Trojans already.
And that could be, we're seeing that from that week-long layoff they had out there and haven't had any contact in a week.
No question.
First and 10.
Reggie Robinson lined up in the backfield for the Cavaliers. Kind of expect to see him get the ball here.
Maybe four down territory for East Rutherford. Oh, ball's on the ground. The quarterback falls down. And I think he was thinking about what to do with it when it came out of his hands, and he just fell down on it. Able to play another play.
keeps your drive alive. And I imagine his coaches are telling him that, like, hey, let's make sure we get another play out of this.
Yeah, he is a freshman out there at quarterback, so he way to use his head that time and just fall on the ball. Second and about 14 now. Just underway here in the second quarter. 13-0 chase over the Cavaliers of East Rutherford. Again, letting the play clock wind down. About 4 seconds when they snap the ball, maybe less. Going to be a deep pitch to Robinson. Flag on the play. Robinson has a hole for a moment. Gets down to the original line of scrimmage near the 20. That's probably coming back. There's a hole called. And I think, again, that was behind the runner.
I believe you're right. I don't think it really impacted the play that much. But we got to just say something about this Trojan defense. They are out here headhunting. These guys are laying the wood out there, and like I said, they're laying grown man hits out there.
They've only given up a touchdown a game, 7.2 in 4 games this year. They're getting it done on both sides of the ball. Play clock running now. It's going to be 2nd and 29. So definitely probably a passing down here for the Cavaliers. Ball's at the 38-yard line of the Trojans. And after turnover, Cavaliers are going backwards again. Still letting this play clock run down, keeping that Trojan offense off the field. Another deep pitch. Robinson going to look. Halfback pass. Has a man downfield, but he's covered. An interference pass is caught at the 5. Great vision that time.
They went deep into the playbook there. Aiden Lynch, he's played some quarterbacks for the Cavaliers before. He got the toss, and he looked for McTell, and we talked about him being a deep ball threat. And he went up and made a play.
Even after the bump by the cornerback.
That's outstanding effort by the Cavaliers. Outstanding play call by the offensive coordinator. And if the Cavaliers, they got to push this in. They may not get a ton of trips down here inside the 5. They've got to push this in.
First and goal. Ball between the 4 and the 5-yard line. I just, run it wide as I could to the wide side of the field until something opens up. Here we go. First and goal. His quarterback keeper, Flynn's going to keep it himself, runs to about the 4, may have gotten to the 3-yard line where he's pushed back. Tough going there in the middle. Going to bring up 2nd and goal.
I'll tell you, when the Cavaliers have tried to get to the edge, they've had a little bit of success. They're just not finding any running room in between the tackles. And all of that is credit to the Chase Trojans defensive line. There's a lot of teams who have no ability to run in between the tackles against the Trojans. So.
And they're going to run this play clock, 2nd down, and didn't hardly get anything on that carry. Still 2nd and 4.5. Down to 8:35 to go before the half. Anybody's game here. Quarterback little toss pass is thrown into the end zone. Is it caught? All kind of plays tonight.
A former Tim Tebow jump pass there looking for my guy, Zaylin Watkins. Just a tad underthrown, but especially of those big defensive linemen and linebackers for the Trojans.
I'm not sure how many times that play is even practiced during the week, but it's there. Digging deep in the playbook twice here. 3rd and goal now.
I think this play call will say a lot about whether or not this is 4-down territory or if the Cavaliers might try to field goal if they don't get in the end zone here.
Still haven't tried to string it out here. They're on the far side of the field away from us. They've got some room to the left side. Got McClellan to the left.
It could be a jump ball in his direction here.
Man's going to take it. Going to drop. Pressure is in the middle of the end zone, and it is.
I believe what happened is that ball was tipped by number 12, Jahari Moses for the Trojans. And then Zaylin Watkins was in the right place at the right time, and he caught the tip and pushed the ball down about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like a touchdown for a minute. But it is stopped.
But you've got to give Jahari Moses a lot of credit there. I mean, he's thinking he's bad to the pass down, and
he's the only guy keeping walking from the end zone. So great job of refocusing and making the tackle.
Here we go, fourth down from the 3-yard line. Can the Cavaliers get it in? Fourth down. And the quarterback. Got Reggie Robinson, I believe, in the backfield. They clock down the 3.
Timeout.
They run it down as far as they can and take a timeout. We'll take a timeout here as we hear from some of our sponsors here on WCAB.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
WCAB. Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy. 7:35 to left to go here in the second quarter. It's 13-0 Chase, but the Cavaliers have it fourth down and 3. Fourth and goal from the 3, actually. Trying to go for it here on fourth down. They decide to go for a field goal.
They're going for the field goal.
Not a bad choice. Get some points.
Let's see if Keldon Boston can knock this in here and get the Cavaliers on the board.
Take any points they can get right now. That rush is on. Boston gets up a high end over end kick, and it's going to be good. Well, Cavaliers are on the board.
That was an outstanding kick there. There was some pressure coming off the edge, but Boston did not panic and put it between the crossbars.
So with 7:31 to go here in the second quarter, it's Chase Trojans 13. He's left the Cavaliers 3. We'll be back after these messages.
Vibe's Ultimate Gig Package gives you more. Fiber-rich 5-gig internet with unlimited data, modem, wire maintenance, and a free installation for only $74.99 a month. That's right. Get our fastest speed with unlimited data and no additional equipment fees. Vibe's fiber-rich network powers all your devices and is backed by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Get more with this limited-time offer. Visit us online at vibebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
WCAB. Welcome back to WCAB Friday Night Frenzy, 100.9 FM, 590 AM, 13-3 our score, Trojans over the Cavaliers.
Real quick before this kickoff, a couple updates. At halftime, Shelby leads Thomas Jefferson 14-6, and second quarter, Brevard leads Central 14-0.
Two good games going on over there, and a good showing for Thomas Jefferson here in the first half.
And no score between Polk County and Hendersonville. We know a lot of people's looking at that game tonight.
I thought that would be high scoring. Do you go for it and onside kick it here if you're the Cavaliers?
If you're feeling gutsy.
They're going to just loop it short, keep it away from the rhythm. It's going to go out of bounds. There comes the flag. So not a bad idea. Coach Russ pulling all the right strings right now. Running the play clock down, kicking it, keeping the ball away from the dangerous kick returners. Like you said a couple weeks ago, Chase has run a good many kicks back this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they've ran 3 or 4, I believe.
So, earlier, Marquise McCombs still out of the game. He left the field on his own. Gingerly left the field, so no word from him. Don't know if he'll be back tonight or not. Now, Trojans have it. First and 10 is Rudolph at quarterback now. As Austin is still back. Rudolph's going to keep himself right at the middle. Has the outside to the 45, and he might make it to the end zone on his first carry. He's to the 30. Two men to beat down the sideline. Out of bounds. Going to go out at about the 7-yard line. We've seen Rudolph do that before, and he takes this one for about what? 60 yards?
It was a lot, and I got to give credit again to DeRisma for his blocking on the perimeter. Man, Rudis was fast.
About 56 yards.
Goodness, he's fast.
And he ran that triple option last year at school he was at. So now they have it first and goal. Rudis will have a big hole over the right side. They're going to look to the sideline. So McSwain got 2 touchdowns on his 2 possessions. Rudolph will knock on the door here on his first drive of the game. 3 players go from right to left for the Trojans. See if the play is going that direction. It's going to be Austin left side. Has three blockers out front. Cuts it back in the end zone for a touchdown. Untouched. And the Trojans, again, strike quickly. Less than a minute off the play clock.
Two plays.
They scored, what, three touchdowns on about eight plays.
I believe that's right. I believe that's right.
One day when I grow up, I'm going to learn to keep stats. That makes it 19-3 now. And just like that, the Trojans answer. Two plays and in the end zone. Now six toes on for the extra point. They line up to the side, and I'm not sure what they look at, but that's a quick snap. Kick is up. Kicks it straight on instead of soccer style, and it's good. 7-12 to go, and it's 22-3 now.
Is that right?
That should be 20.
It's 20. Let's say.
I don't allow the scoreboard too much. It was 13, now it's 7, so that's 20-3 is our score with 7-12 to go. We'll take a quick break.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
WCAB. Back to action here. Allen Stadium, home of the Chase Trojans, where it's 20-3. Trojans have scored quickly three times, missed the first extra point. Now it's 20-3. And the Cavaliers, just missing a touchdown earlier, had to settle for the field goal, and that's where we stand. There's that kick. Reggie Robinson again, I believe, at the 10-yard line, looking for some blocks. He's going to head to the right side, back to the middle, has some room. He's up near the 30-yard line for another good return of about 20 yards.
I believe that was Adrian Hamilton, first time we've seen him tonight. It looked like 18, I believe.
I think it was.
But that was a great effort. You know, he actually different approach that time on the return. We've seen them stay on the left sideline on every return. He cut it back up the middle, and like you said, almost made this 30.
Ball's going to be at the 28, first and 10. If the Cavaliers going to stick with their game plan here, run the play clock down and try to get something up the middle. Got a man in motion this time, shifts from left to right. There's a handoff to the tailback, trying to get to the outside, and Chase is too quick. They get there in a hurry. Throw him down at about the 26-yard line.
Anytime I make a pre-game assessment of a team and then I see it come to fruition on the field, it makes me feel good. I talked about before the game, he sort of loves to get to the corner and use their speed, and he's figuring to try to do that there. The Chase was just too quick on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah, I was asking earlier why they hadn't tried to spread it out, and now I see why.
Too much speed.
Might not be possible to do without a couple of excellent blocks.
First time I've seen that. Five Cavalier players were huddled up away from everybody about 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Second and 12. I'd be afraid Chase still in the signal. There's a quick action. Pinkerton, left side, or right side. Gets just a couple of yards, maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up third and long. 6:05 to go here before the half.
And the Cavaliers are doing an okay job of that initial burst the Trojans defense has, but it's that second and third, just rapid fire type burst coming out of the Trojans defense. It's just overwhelming the Cavaliers a little bit at the moment.
Yeah, they're need to be more successful on first down.
But in defense of East Rutherford, it's been too much for everybody so far this season.
Exactly right. Third and 11 coming up. That's a one-yard gain. Got two receivers left. Got one guy wide open right now going in motion. There's a pressure pitch to the short side of the field. Can he get through there? Lowers his head at the 34. Be short of the first down, but he picked up about four on that play.
That little halfback sweep, little toss play, they've had some good success with that so far. Pinkerton did a good job there of getting north and south as quick as he could, but Jeremy Harris was there to make that tackle.
don't know what the reason it is for running that to the short side of the field, though. I guess they had the numbers.
Yeah, a little liking, and they had consistently, you know, they had a little option play there, a little fake to the up man, and pulled the defense a little bit.
Kelton bossed it back to punt it. He had plenty of time, returns it up. It's going to be a high kick, not going to go very far. It's going to hit and take a Trojan bounce. It's caught there at the Trojan 49-yard line. They'll have it first and 10 with great field position. We'll take a quick timeout as the team is exchanged.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
WCAB. Left side breaks the tackle. He's going to stay on his feet some more to the point, and he breaks through the crowd. He's going to get to the end zone. Touchdown.
It's a different rushing approach than what we see from McCombs. Austin is more powerful, and he showed it. I think he broke four or five tackles. Just hard running, excellent running. And once again, like you said, one play. So it's clear Coach Caldwell does not care how many offensive plays per game they run if they still continue to put up 50 a game.
At this point, heading that way, it's 26-3 now with six toes out for the extra point. And you wonder if this Chase defense gets tired because they're forcing three and outs. So it's the offense is out there. His kick is up. Kicks it straight ahead and good. And with 4:18 to go, Trojans 27, Cavaliers 3. We'll be back.
See you in September at your local drop-in store. This month, try their hot wing meal. Six hot wings, six potato wedges, bread and dipping sauce, all for $6.99. And for breakfast, two gravy biscuits for $4.50. Cool off with 28-ounce Powerade, two for $3.50. 20-ounce Minute Maid soft drinks, two for $2.50. For real milkshakes, just $3.19. And a smoothie or protein shake for $3.39. At your nearest drop-in store for our city, Shiloh, Sandy Mush, or Bostic.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Back here at Allen Stadium, six toes set to kick it off again. It's 27-3. I think East Rutherford right now, you just want to come out and get a good sustained drive.
You would, and ideally you'd like to run out the final 4 minutes here of the first half and get to the halftime and see if you can make a few adjustments and get back in this game.
I think we'll get the ball coming out, and this kick going to be taken a little deeper at the one-yard line. He turned it 10 to Funny. Slides up and takes a big hit. At about the 12. Try to change direction. Ran right into a defender.
15, Dak Frazier for the Trojans. He's a sophomore. He got down the field very quickly on that play and did not allow the return man to get any momentum going.
At about a 12-yard return on that for the Cavaliers. And they're pretty deep right now in their own territory. A lot of options on this side of the field with 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go before the half. See if they stick with their game plan or if they're going to try something a little different. They've tried a halfback pass. It worked pretty good. And they've even tried a flea flicker. Well, that was Chase.
It didn't was Chase. It was.
See a lot of that action going on tonight. There's the big fish. Running back. Has to cut back to the inside. Couldn't string it out. Got to the 15. Looks like.
He had to make that cut up field so quickly. Did not really allow his blockers a chance to establish themselves there and give him a bigger lane to run through.
Getting about two. We're at second and eight now. Down to 3:45 to go for the half. Not out of reach yet for the Cavaliers, but they've got to get something on this position.
It's still just a three-possession game.
Brandon Flynn, the quarterback's going to stay in shotgun. Got a man in motion left side. They pitched to him forward and nowhere to go. That defensive end collapsed that and was just waiting on the running back to get to
it. Yeah, Jeremy Harris, he's played very well tonight. Got to give him a lot of credit. When they look at film this weekend, they're going to see he did a lot of things really well. They're going to like, he's going to get some praise on Monday.
That McClellan with the little flip pitch and it had nowhere to go. Actually lost about a yard. Third and nine now. Ball is resting on about the 14-yard line of the Cavaliers.
Yeah, this front seven for the Trojans, they don't seem too concerned about the pass, and they're just getting after it on the snap and head straight towards the quarterback every play.
And the danger here is the Trojans may get the ball back here before the half. Cavaliers try to run this, and another tackle for loss on the play. That defensive front is just collapsing the whole line.
Yes, they are. From here, it looked like Pinkerton had a little bit of running room, but he went away real quickly. I lost sight of him once he got among the big defensive linemen for the Trojans.
Chase takes a timeout to try to have a little time left on the clock for this offense.
As we've seen, 225 is plenty of time for them to score. Usually they need about 25
seconds. Yeah, I was going to say 25 is all they need, and they're going to have good field position. Let's get off a booming punt here. We'll stay right here because we'll be back on the field in just a minute. We're here tonight. Chase coming in 4-0, opening their conference play tonight.
Funny thing is, you know, Chase here is sitting at 4-0. They've been absolutely dominating their opponent, sitting 25th in the RPI ranking.
Well, I'm going to ask you about those, and that's amazing.
It is, and I'll tell you, I don't mind the system. I think it's a good idea. But you've got teams being punished for winning games if the competition isn't great. But then if you try to schedule teams a lot better than you, you don't get much credit in that regard either if you lose to them. So it's kind of hit or miss.
I think Chase may be coming after the punt here. Punting it away at the end zone. Let's see what they go here. Play clock. Only down to 17, so they may stand there for a little while and wait on this. I think they got a little late start. There we go. Gets a punt away. It's going to be a line drive. He angles it away. It's going to take a bounce. Picked up at the 42, dangerously picked. And the ball is fumbled again, I believe. Do the Cavaliers have it? Yes, they do. Second fumble of the game. Another punt.
Yeah, this is one area Coach Calder will not be happy with when he watches this film, but couple bad special teams plays on short punt. Just tough tries to try to corral the ball and make defenders miss all in one motion.
Yeah, you wonder if not having McCombs out there on these punt returns, somebody else is trying to really make something happen to make up for not having him out there. Second turnover of the game for the Trojans.
And last time this happened, the Cavaliers even put 3 points on the board after it. So
I think they got 2:14 left and three timeouts. Two timeouts. And they're going to burn one here. Chase takes a timeout.
I believe that's their second one they've called this half.
We'll take a quick one here. Here from a word from our sponsor. You're listening to WCAB Friday Night Frenzy.
When you need a rental car or van, Family Car Rental is close by. Joe and Jill Rash are owner-operators and promise to treat you like family. If you need a car while your car's in the shop or maybe a van for a Sunday school trip, Family Car Rental has just the car or van that will fit your need and budget. 5 locations to serve you, including 500 West Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, 956 Reapsville Road in Lincolnton, 1604 North Limestone Street in Gaffney, 1344 Boiling Springs Road in Spartanburg, and right here in Forest City, 895 South Broadway. Family Car Rental, treating you like family.
WCAB.
Welcome back. Allen Stadium here, Chase High School. Our score is Chase 27, East Rutherford 3. We got 2:14 to go before halftime. Cavaliers just recovered their second fumbled punt of the night and looking to get on the board here. At least maybe 3 out of this as they face first at 10 from their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, we might see a little more triggeration coming out for the Cavaliers here.
Brandon Flynn, the freshman quarterback, is going to drop back. Takes under pressure. And Chase brought everybody that time and nowhere to go. He turned around and had four defenders around him.
Carter Chapman and Jeremy Harris led the way. I tell you, the Trojans, you know, I said this just a few minutes ago, they're not really worried about the passing game. You know, they're playing man-to-man coverage on the back end and allowing their front six, front seven, front eight, whatever they put up there to just go after it.
Cavaliers were looking deep that time, but just didn't have the time to get it away. Second down. 1:34 to go, and it's second and 20. We need a couple of passes here just to keep the ball away from the Trojans. Ruff is going to talk about it. And we'll take another word from our sponsor here as we wait on this second down play.
At Isothermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.edu. /enroll today.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Back here at Allen Stadium, Chase leading 27-3 here late in the second quarter. Cavaliers have the ball, second down and 20 after the timeout. They've got two receivers to the right, two running backs in the backfield. I'm sure one of those in there just for blocking purposes, maybe even both of them. If the Cavaliers get this playoff, fans going to drop back. Rush right at the middle. He has to get out of the pocket. And again, the pressure is there before he even look downfield. Back at the 30-yard line. Minute 10 to go.
That's borderline max protection. You know, usually max protect, you might have two people out on a route. They had three. But they just struggling with this Trojan defensive front.
Yeah, Rush came straight up the middle, just collapsed the pocket. And there's what just one Trojan in there. It's about four of them.
And that's the worst place for a quarterback for the rush to come from, right up the middle. If it comes around the edge, they can step up. What is up the middle? That's hard to do anything with.
They may just take a delay of game here with 35 seconds to go, 4 seconds on the play clock. Going to wind down, and we have –
I don't time out, I believe.
That's their last one, I believe.
It is. I'd be curious to see here, regardless of what happens, the Chase will take one more time out. I think they've got two left.
I think so.
See if they can set up a punt return, or even if it's just one or two plays offensively.
That's all they need. So they may still get the ball back before halftime here, leading at 27-3.
They're 15-second offense is pretty effective. You know, a lot of teams run the 2-minute offense. They run the 15-second offense.
It's third and 28. What do you have in your playbook for a third and 28? You've already pulled out the halfback pass, so that may be off the books for now.
Yeah, I could probably make a list of teams with using just my one pinky who has something in the playbook, third and 28.
Here, I think you just want to get something downfield and run the clock out. He's got 29 seconds left, and it's third down and 28. What Landon Flynn can do, shotgun. Going to take this snap, quick pass out to the flat, and his receiver falls down. He's going to be down right there. Incomplete, they call it, so it stops the clock. That's good for Chase. 25 seconds left on the clock now. That's going to be fourth down, and Cavaliers going to have to punt it away. Give Chase a couple more shots at it.
I'm not questioning East Rutherford's decision there. They know what they're doing a whole lot more than I do. But I believe I might have been content with a run play there. I keep you know, at least force Chase to burn a timeout.
And now they still have a timeout and 25 seconds on the clock. Let's see when they start this clock here. Once he catches the ball, we've seen some different ones. Let's get a good snap and a good kick here. Rush right at the middle. Rushes the kick, it's going to go end over end. It'll take a bounce and just die at about the Trojan 48-yard line. Did run some time off the clock. 16 seconds to go with one timeout. Chase may get about three more plays here if they need it.
How many series has Chase had? Four?
They've scored every time, so.
So four, so it should be McSwain's turn, but it's Ruta still back there.
He's only been at that for about 50 seconds.
That's not for his house. But I'll be surprised to see him with the keeper here.
Yep.
Or they may. I take that back. I think a deep shot to DeRisma could be coming.
Yeah, 16 seconds. They get two plays maybe with the timeout. If he catches it, you call it. If not, it stops the clock.
Well, I'm going to change it one more time. They're doubling DeRisma.
That's a little quick screen pass with some blocking. Can he get to the other side? Good coverage that time by the defense. Going to get out of bounds. Number 12 on the carry. That's Jahari Mosley. Runs off about 10 seconds off the clock. He does get out of bounds and stop the clock, and they still have a timeout in their pocket.
He caught that pass. He had a convoy of blockers in front of him.
Yeah, that was a well-developed play.
Ja'Cari Davis, Hayden Galloway, they were both out there. Scary dudes to get in front of your defensive back.
6 seconds. You have to go to the end zone here, I would think.
Yeah.
Running it in from there is going to take all 6 seconds, I would think.
Yeah, it's like they're going to have one-on-one coverage, man-to-man.
Goes back, goes into the end zone, middle of the zone, has a man there, and it's going to be. Did he make it? Did he keep his feet in? That's going to be. He got the touchdown. Good throw by Jalen Williams.
All right. Terry, I'm going to tell you, I think that catch would have been good on Sunday. I think he somehow dragged that left toe, too. Man, that was Tavon DeRisma, man. What a half that young man's had.
Wow. That's his second touchdown, and that was from about 20 yards out.
25, 26, something like that. That ball, but you got to give Jalen Russo a ton of credit, too. He put that ball on the money. And that was just impressive. Great throw, great catch. Wasn't bad defense. Just one in a situation, better offense beats good defense. Extra point is good.
We're going to head to halftime. That ends the half with our score. Trojans 34, Cavaliers 3. We'll be back for second half after halftime.
Get back in the swing of things with a special deal from Lifestyle Wellness and Spa. For a limited time, join for $5 and mention WCAB and get 1 month free. Get that energy back, flexibility of your joints, and a better outlook on life. For $5, join today and get 1 month free when you mention WCAB. First-class equipment and plenty of space for you to choose your style of fitness. The pool and the hot tub alone are worth that price. Contact the professional-friendly staff at Lifestyle Wellness and Spa and get going for a feel-better-you. 247 Oak Street Extension, Forest City, and you'll be saying, oh, I feel so much better.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamburg Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamburg Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. When you're in the mood for good food, not just fast food, it's time to visit Wayne's Lunchbox in Spindale. Of course, he does offer the favorites like burgers and hot dogs, but he also serves up a delicious hot meal of meats and vegetables. And beginning Tuesday, September the 6th, Wayne will have brand new hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 until 7 p.m. Yep, Wayne is going to serve supper, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., a dinner menu of meats and vegetables only. That's Wayne's Lunchbox, 391 East Main Street in Spindale. Call 828-395-2225. Wayne's Lunchbox is a proud supporter of high school football.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Get the first weather forecast at 6:05 here on 100.9 FM, 590 AM, WCAB, Rutherfordton.
Back here now at halftime. Our score, Chase 34, East Rutherford 3, and the band's going to perform for us at halftime, but I guess like I always do at halftime, I'm going to run over these football rosters for each team, kill some time here at halftime. First, we'll give you the East Rutherford varsity roster. Number 2, Coleman Tisdale. Number 3, Grant Bridges. Number 4, Elliot Tisdale. Number 5, Aiden Lynch. Number 6, Arcane Curt. Number 7, Chris O'Bearn. 8, Zaylin Watkins. 9, Ryan Butler. Number 10 is Matthew Pinkerton. 11 is Blake McClellan. 12, Landon Flynn. 15 is Davis Melton. 18, Adrian Hamilton. 19, Kymer Hines. 21 is Brandon Pinkerton. 22, Jason Arrowwood. 23, Reggie Robinson. 24, Jordan Dixon. 25, Logan Russell. 26, C.J. Hollifield. 29, Jalen Hines. 30, C.J. Jackson. 31, Xavier Granier Sosa. 32, Keldon Bostic. 41, John Flores. 42, Jacob Schuford. 44, Alex Guzman. 50, Logan Diem. 52, Quincy Hunter. 56, Trevor Jenkins. 57, Cole Grayson. 58, Jay Tweedy. 66, Dylan Thomas. Number 72, John Rich. 74, Ethan Oop. 75, Lester Spratt. And 76, KJ Price. The 2022 Chase football roster. Number 2, Brennan Kingsbury. Number 3, Turner McSwain. 4, Anthony Smith. 5, Cade Davis. Number 6, Marquise McCombs. Number 7, Brennan Austin. Number 8, Isaiah Dodd. Number 9, Tavon DeRisma. 10, Devin Rudisell. 12, Jahari Mosley. 14, Devin Mosley. 15, Zach Frazier. 16, Cameron Mills. 17, Carter Chapman. Number 18, Alex Paredes. 20, Lucas Bright. 21, Caleb Shires. 22, Germany Harris. 23 is Jordan Baxter. Number 24, Tylen Payne. Number 33, Landon Martin. 48, Weston Smith. 50, Hayden Galloway. 52, Cameron Bradley. 55, Ty Kilgo. 56, Kyler McGinnis. 57, Todd Allred. 58, C.J. Davis. 65, Jeremiah Lipscomb. 66, Cade Metz. Number 70, Chris Lee. 72, Justin Jones. 73, Jakari Davis. 74, Reagan McCraney. 85, Brian Sixtos. 88, Aiden Wilson. Again, 13 seniors for East Rutherford, 9 juniors, 10 sophomores, 5 freshmen. Chase has 17 seniors, 12 juniors, 7 sophomores, and no freshmen. That's where we stand. What do you think about the first half?
Well, it's about what we expected.
Yeah.
I feel like everything we talked about pregame, we talked about Chase is not averaging a lot of plays per game, but they're scoring a lot. I don't have the count, but I'm pretty sure they ran less than 15 plays in that first half, close to it at least, and scored 5 touchdowns. We talked about the number of tackles for loss Chase has on the year. They've added several more to that category tonight, added more sacks. It's not been a clean game from the Trojans by any means, but they've not lost a step offensively and defensively. They've looked really good. The one scoring drive these Rutherford had, the Trojans fumbled the punt on their own side of the field, gave East a short field, and then, of course, the Trojans committed the personal foul penalty on the face mask, and next thing you knew, East was up to 20. One trick play later, and like I said, they're down there inside the 5. Good effort by East Rutherford tonight. I feel like they are they're sticking to their game plan best they can. We knew it was kind of going to be uneven just from the experience and the size. But East Rutherford's held their own pretty good despite the scoreboard. And they forced a couple turnovers, and that's big.
And that's the main thing, is East Rutherford hasn't turned the ball over, so, you know, they haven't hurt themselves there. It would be really out of hand if they had done that. But it is a good deal here.
And I think they've only committed 3 penalties, 1 hold and 2 false starts. And you know, so that's big. I mean, they came into a raucous environment tonight, and they've had to deal with this loud crowd, especially when they've had the ball offensive. So like I said, great effort by the Cavaliers tonight. Just too much size, too much strength, especially up front from the Trojans in that first half.
Yeah, we are here at halftime here at Allen Stadium, Chase High School. And I probably know their story. I know East Rutherford got their name because they're East Rutherford. Our Central is Rutherford Spindale. Actually, Ruth Rutherford and Spindale. Chase with all capital letters. I've heard this before, but I don't know if it's...
All right, I'm going to try to nail this correct. The C stands for Caroline Cliffside. The H stands for Henrietta Harris. The A stands for Alexander Mills Avondale. The S stands for Shiloh Sandy Mush. And the E stands for everywhere else.
I couldn't figure where the E came from. So everywhere else.
That's pretty good.
Okay. I've heard different versions of that story.
I have. I'll tell you, when I first learned it, or when I was first told, it took me a little while to learn that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to know that the studying and remembering what they said just came in handy on this broadcast right now.
You get a grade A tonight, then. So, I heard that. I didn't know it was actually two towns for each letter. I just thought there was one. So that's good to know. I learned something tonight. And that's brilliant, who came up with that.
Yes, it is. Very smart mind. I think the school was created 1960. I apologize if that's incorrect, but that sounds about right. So that was excellent wherewithal back in the late 50s to come up with that name.
And that way you didn't make one set of one town mad at the other town because you didn't name it. That's pretty good, you know. And that's brilliant.
Well, I have a couple scores. They may be outdated. I just don't have much signal in the press box. Last I heard, Hendersonville was leading Polk County 8-0. Brevard led RS Central 21-0, and Shelby led Thomas Jefferson 21-6. So a lot of competitive games out there, a lot of good games tonight. So our teams are being competitive tonight, the ones that are playing out of county school.
Yeah, no, I'm about to dig more into that RPI, look into that as the weeks come to a close. It's hard to believe we're halfway through.
Yes, we are.
We're over halfway through, really. And it flies by. And, you know, basketball season starts up, I think, around the 1st of November. And then you got volleyball going on right now and cross country.
And I believe volleyball is down to 4 or 5 regular season matches left for a lot of teams. You know, maybe 6, but that's winding down. Soccer just started conference play themselves. So we're in the thick of things right now when it comes to fall athletics.
That does sound good, and hopefully next week we'll be back here at Chase for that Hendersonville Chase game, and that's going to be a big crowd for that, too. So,
is that season ended?
Yeah. Here's how these teams have wound up here tonight. East Rutherford lost their opener to West Henderson, 55-0. Lost to Tuscola, 56-14. Lost to McDowell, 26-0. They got their first win against Madison, 21-14. And then lost to Brevard 40-6. And they'll be on the road at Patton next week. The Trojans have been 4-0 with a 42-0 win over Mountain Heritage, 57-15 over Owen, 65-14 over North Gaston, 50-0 over Cherryville, had last week open, and will host Hendersonville next week. When we stand here at halftime, the Trojans scored first on a 49-yard Derisma pass from McSwain, with 8:37 to go in the first quarter, missed the extra point, made it 6-0. Then with 3:18 to go in the first quarter, it was a 29-yard run from Austin. The kick was good, making it 13-0. Then East Rutherford answered with a 20-yard field goal with 7:31 to go in the second quarter, making it 13-3. And then from there, the Trojans scored quickly. 7:12 to go, a 7-yard Austin run, making it 20-3 after the extra point. 4:18 to go, a 51-yard run by Austin to make it 27-3 with the extra point. And there was no time left on the clock. A touchdown pass from Jalen Rudisell to DeRisma of 25 yards. Extra point made it 34-3. And that's where we are here. And the clock winds down at halftime. They put 3 more minutes on the clock, but the teams are about to come back out, waiting on East Rutherford to come to show back up on the field.
And I do finally have a few new updates. Brevard scored once again. They lead 27-0. Hendersonville has an 18-7 lead over Polk County. Still 21-6 down at Shelby, though.
Just good games going on. Glad we can do that. And we broke again the scoreless streak for the games we're broadcasting. At least we got some points on the board for both teams, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, I was really feeling bad for the home teams there that 3-week stretch where they didn't score, but Andersonville scored, R.A. Central scored 7 points last week, 8 points. I don't remember. I think it was 8 points. But now the home team this week is at 34 at halftime. So
Central led that game 8-7 at halftime, I believe it was, or right before halftime.
Yeah, right before halftime. But they're playing hard.
Hey, Father.
Chase is playing hard. No, they look good. I don't feel like they really missed a beat offensively with McCombs out.
He's not going to be back tonight, I'm sure. We heard that. Who does Chase have to look forward to in the playoffs? I mean, they should wind up with a couple of playoff games at home, I would think, down the road. It's a little early to talk playoffs, but I'm sure they're thinking it.
Well, you know, I think there's 11 conferences in 2A, so that's 11 automatic first place bursts. If everyone, you know, based on their criteria. If Chase can find a way to win this conference, you know, that RPI they have, it's going to jump up. And they're looking at it, just spitballing. If they go undefeated, I feel like they're, you know, in the top 5 seeds with an excellent opportunity to get 2 home playoff games and maybe even a 3rd. Two-way West, loaded, Maiden, Shelby, Burns, Forest Hills, Salisbury, Reedsville, East Surrey, a team that people are talking about them, but not as much as they should, is Monroe.
Right.
I think they're either the Red Hawks or the War Hawks, whichever they are. They're dang good this year. They're going to be dangerous. They can score it. They play lights out defense. 2A West, gauntlet. If you want to win the state championship in 2A, you have to go through a gauntlet if you're in the West. So, actually, in updated RPI as it stands right now, just make sure I understand, it will change. Had Shelby going to Maiden in the first round. That obviously will not happen, but if it did, I'd go ahead and apologize to Maiden for trying that in the first round. I'm
trying to get familiar with the North Carolina playoff, but is it like the SEC where the RPI can be based on past history?
No. So what it is, it's a 40-30-30 model. 40% is your winning percentage, 30% is your strength of schedule, and then 30%, the other 30 is your opponent's winning percentage. So essentially your opponent's strength of schedule. So there's a lot of factors that go into all of that. And, you know, perhaps, you know, 30% is too much to account for your opponent's winning percentage.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't, you know, you play who you have to play in a region, so that could hurt you.
Absolutely. You know, and even in non-conference games, you know, there are a lot of rivalry games that's on the schedule every year for a lot of these schools that they have to play. So it's a challenge. It's, no matter how you do it, it's never going to be perfect. You know, the college football playoffs, perfect example. Everybody was upset with the BCS thing, but now they're complaining because the 4 seed gets in and gets crushed by Alabama or Georgia by 50 in the semifinals. And, you know, so it's kind of one of those things of you're never going to please everybody. You just try to please the majority. And I think the RPI rankings do that right now.
So if things go like they look, Chase could get an RPI boost next week at a Hendersonville game, possibly.
100%. 100%.
Back to action here, 34-3. Got 12 minutes on the clock.
Trojans are going to receive the second half kickoff. They're still going right to left. Again, blue, all blue. Black pants for East Rutherford, white jersey. Going to be kicking it from the right hash mark. And it's 32 again, kicking it off. Kelton Bostic, one of a few seniors on this Cavalier squad. A little pooch kick. Going to be taking at the 27-yard line. Has some room. Runs hard to the 40. And just speed after speed out there for the Trojans. Everybody that touches the ball. I think some of the linemen can probably run a 4.7 40 out there.
Well, that was an outside linebacker, Germany Harris, on that return. He stands out. You know, we talked about the yellow cleats. He's got on, I guess that's pink, maybe, peach. I'm not very good with the colors, I'll be honest. But he has on lime green gloves, so that stands him apart as well. So
he's swaying back out in that quarterback. He's been on the bench for the whole second quarter, I think. So let's see how refreshed he is. Russell had three drives in the first quarter. Three scores, and McSwain had two drives and two scores. McSwain's going to hand it to his quarterback, Austin, again. Takes a big hit at the 45 after a yard gain of just a couple. Been a rivalry game. Both teams are playing pretty clean so far.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we had that one personal foul, late hit out of bounds, I guess is what it was, but, you know, it did not seem overly aggressive, just ran out of sideline and couldn't slow down. So
Austin got about three, so second seven coming up. McSwain's in at quarterback now, shotgun. Go back. McSwain's going to roll to his right, has some time, looks downfield, passes caught, and knocked off his feet just short of the first down. A good tackle out there by the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think that's something new we haven't seen tonight. A little bootleg action from the quarterback. McSwain did an outstanding job of that. His deep ball wasn't there. His intermediate route wasn't there, so he threw it short. And now they're looking at third and one.
Landon Barnes checking in at the game. First time I think Chase had a third and short the entire game. Might be their first third down.
I think it is. I was just about to say that.
Third and one. Probably going to be Austin in that tailback.
I got a flag offsides. I think it's offsides against Chase again. I'm not sure who got whistled for it, but.
Well, so much for the third and one.
Yeah, now of course, with that offensive line, third and six probably seems like third and three.
Yeah,
for these guys.
Probably a better play call for third and six. Let's see what McSwain does here. He's going to take it. Going to give it to Austin. Has a hole left side, and he springs free. Has one man to beat. To the 30, going to cut the corner. Down the sideline and tackled at the 7-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle by number six of the Cavaliers, Arkeen Curitan. And Austin showing some good speed. Them holes are out there no matter who's in the back.
Yes, they are. The Cavaliers switched to bare front there. And they did a good job that drive of taking away the in-between-the-tackles run, but the Trojans, they are difficult to stop on the buck sweep.
That's like Chase is looking over the defense and then making the play call. Swain's in there now with Austin. That ball at the 7, first and goal. Again, they've driving 2 minutes off the clock. Austin, quarterback keeper, is going to take it in himself. McSwain takes it in from 7 yards out and 9:48 to go. The Trojans strike again. And there's a cannon. I was ready for it that time.
Yeah, they pulled a couple linemen there and McSwain just followed them. I guess if we're looking at comparison of how the two quarterbacks have played, each of them has scored a touchdown every drive, but took McSwain 4 plays on that drive. That's a little below Rudisil standards of 2 plays. So I guess we're nitpicking. That's what you got to say.
Yeah. Both of them get it done. And it's you don't often see a team this proficient on offense with 2 different quarterbacks. Kick is up. Kick is good. 41-3. Not down to a running clock yet, but we're close.
I'll tell you what's different about this Trojans 2-quarterback system is usually you see 2-quarterback systems because both of them are –
they're just average quarterbacks. You know, they don't, neither one of them stands out. Both of these guys stand out, and both of these guys are super talented. That's another thing that makes a two quarterback system just, as a defensive coordinator, if you've got hair when you start film watching film on Chase, it's gone by the time it's done.
Yeah, I'm sure they were looking for McSwain to guide the team this year, and all of a sudden they get a phone call that Rudolph's, you know, moving in. So he had two good quarterbacks to choose from, and you have to play them both.
This is a good problem to have if both, when both of them's clicking like this.
And here's a kick. It'll be Robinson, I believe, at the 14th, trying to get back up the middle, lowers his head, and knows he's going to get hit and stretches forward to the 30. That was 11 again, McClellan.
So that's one adjustment right off the bat for the Cavaliers. They moved McClellan to the other side of the field on the kickoff return. They wanted to get the ball in his hand. And he rewarded the Cavaliers coaches with about a 25-yard return there. So.
McClellan already dangerous. He's only a sophomore, so I look forward to seeing him as he grows and develops into even a better player in the next couple of years.
Yeah, there's a lot of these Cavaliers that's going to be trouble here in another year or so.
Landon Flynn, quarterback. Pinkerton behind him in the backfield. Falls on the ground. Pinkerton dives on it, picks it up, bounced right up to him. That just came right out of the hands of Landon Flynn. Pinkerton recovers. Lost about a yard on the play. Second and 11 coming up. And these first downs are killing the Cavaliers.
Yeah, you never, when you're facing a defense as good as the Trojans have, you do not want to get behind the sticks right off the bat.
Then they just come after you. We got 9:10 to go here in the third. Landon Flynn, the quarterback. Pinkerton, 21 behind him.
Yeah, the Trojans back to their 3-4 base defense.
There's Pinkerton, left side, finds a small hole as he pushes the pile forward for about 4 yards. You know, the Cavaliers are running this play clock down, and almost the defense knows when they're going to snap the ball now, so they can just be set to go.
That's an excellent point. That was a good run by Pinkerton there. I believe, you know, he was grabbed around the arms, you know, not long after he got the ball, but he broke through those arm tackles and made this a third manageable for the East Rutherford offense.
3rd and 5. Not sure how many first downs the Cavaliers have, but not very many. 3rd and 5 play now. I just think if I'm a defensive lineman, I'm watching that play clock. And then jumping on about 3 seconds. That is set. Running down to 1. Now Pinkerton trying to get to the outside, but that Chase defense is there. No gain.
Yeah, I think that was Carter Chapman again on the tackle.
Gonna be 4th and 5 after no gain on the play, and the punting unit back out on the field. Got to kick it away from DeRisma.
Just not a ton of running room tonight. Cavaliers offense.
Mosley and Tavon DeRisma back deep. They're gonna go back at about the 40-yard line. 4th down and 5 coming up. Play clock winding down. There's a snap. Plenty of time. No rush at all. A line drive kick's going to be a good one. Taken by DeRisma. He's going to get to the corner. One man to beat. Stays on his feet to the 40. Has blockers out front. He's going to take it into the end zone. 10-5 touchdown. Just like that. The Trojans don't even take the play. They just take the punch of the half.
You know, and I was fixing to say right before that kick, as I feel like DeRisma gets a chance, he's going to be looking for some redemption. Those fumbles earlier, and he did. Again, what I don't even know where to start with this Trojan ability to score the football. There's so many guys who can do it from so many different positions.
I guess the one thing they haven't done a lot of is defensive scores. I mean, that's the only thing they're missing, really.
It is.
6 toes now on to kick it again.
Well, when your defense scores, you go right back out. So they want to give themselves a little break, I guess.
Exactly. Kick is up and good. And with 7:03 to go in the third, it's 48-3 3, Trojans on top of the Cavaliers. We'll be back after this.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732.
Trojans getting set to kick it off. We're here at Allen Stadium. Not only do you worry about the Trojan offense, but they also just returned a punt for a kickoff, and that just makes them even more dangerous and hard to stop. 47-3. Cavaliers now out there just trying to keep this thing from getting any worse, and the clock is running. Got a running play clock now. Kick is taken at the middle of the field and a big hard hit at the 26-yard line. And the Cavaliers are going to take over first and 10. 6:30 to go in the game, and we'll continue to see this clock running. Keep this game getting really out of hand. First and 10. Landon Flynn, the quarterback. And we'll see a running clock for the remainder of the game now. Trojans up 48-3. Looking forward to that game next week against Hendersonville.
No, I had no concern tonight about whether or not they were looking forward to Hendersonville. They closed that theory down real quick.
And the layoff didn't seem to hurt either. That's going to be Pinkerton right up the middle. It's going to take a big hit there. No, he's thrown back.
Carter Chapman, once again, had some help from Landon Barnes. They just have so many guys.
And Jason, you know, they're looking good on both sides of the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if they're not playing in December. My only question is can they have long, sustained drives when they need one? Because I don't know if they've had any this entire year.
You know, they've been quick strike all season, and it's worked through 5 games, so.
Keep it up. Second down, and I gave him 2 yards on the carry. So second and 8 coming up. A little delay hand on him. He's hitting the backfield. There's about 5 Trojans in there.
Big old Reagan McCraney was the first one to greet him, and then he had some help from his buddies, good Brennan Austin.
It almost looked like the offensive line was pass blocking that time on a run play.
That's why old Reagan's going to a Power 5 school. His speed makes it look that way.
He might be Dr. McCraney after he gets out of Duke. It's the NFL calls him. He can still put on a little bit more weight, I'm sure, in the weight room at Duke. Third down and 12 coming up. Going to be Flynn. Drops back, has a man, throws it. And he's hit immediately. It's a short gain if he made the catch. And around the 30. They do give him the reception, but it's 4th down and 7 coming up.
Sorry, this is going to be a punt here. Don't want to go for it right here in this field position.
So they kick it away from DeRizma this time, who is not even back at the moment. They want to send in one guy back.
I think they won't give Jahari Mosley an opportunity as the way it looks.
I think the Rizma's had his share of touchdowns tonight. A bit different look, but the Trojans going to try to go after the kick. They've been setting up punt returns the last few times there. Send one man out of the middle. It's a good kick this time. Oh, it's an excellent kick. If it takes a good roll, that's going to be some yardage on that one. It's going to roll inside the 15-yard line. Down about the 13.
57-yard punt right there.
That'll help the average right there. And as the teams exchange, we'll take a timeout. One of our sponsors here.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used.
open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
Rudisill and McSwain are both in the backfield, it looks like.
What do you do about that?
That just leaves the entire playbook open, I think. It could be run, pass. Maybe Rudisill's going to get some touches at running back here.
Nope. Something didn't work out that time. Chase calls timeout because they're not sure what they're going to do either. Two quarterbacks in the game. That's just like a two-headed snake right there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it did look like that was just going to be a Rudisill run straight out of the backfield, handed off to him. So
he's been pretty good at it.
That's the last thing that defenses need to worry about, that kid getting the ball on a handoff.
Something in the playbook to give Hennersville, you know, something to plan for next week at least, waste some practice time.
Absolutely.
May never see it again. Up here high off the field in the press box here at Chase High School. Chargers have it first and 10 after the beautiful punt. 57 yards.
Oh, my.
It's going to be real, so can he get to the outside? He has one man to beat. He'll be caught behind, pushed out of bounds. After the pickup. Gets up to the 28-yard line. Just running straight, you know it. How long McCombs is going to be up, but that might be their best option with Rudisill at tailback now.
And Risma comes lumping off the field. That might just be cramps, though.
Different look.
That last play, Trojans pulled McCraney, and Rudisill just followed him through the hole. He could drive the semi-truck through, but anytime you can get behind him, you're going to be in business.
Here we go, now to first and 10. Can we root us again, right side, looking for a block, cuts it back, stayed on his feet, trying to push forward to the 35. So the defense actually did a good job that time of stopping before he got some big yards.
And Rudisill's running style does resemble McCombs in a little bit. He's more shifty than Brennan Austin is when Austin looks to power through. Rudisill is looking to shift around you a little bit.
Austin's on the sideline with his helmet in his hand, ready to go back in. Standing right beside a coach. That's how you know you're ready to go back in. McSwain with a man to beat. Can he get to the corner? Good tackle by the Cavalier defense.
Yeah, Blake McClellan, he fought through the block on the perimeter there and was able to throw down Mosley right at the marker.
McClellan's been impressive tonight. Both sides of the ball. I don't think he's come off the field.
I don't believe he has. He does not look gassed out there.
So, it's a lot cooler tonight than it has been. It's supposed to be down in the 40s, I think, tonight. Looking forward to even colder weather. Third one. That's going to be Rudisill. Have the first down. Quick right at the middle. Now to the outside. Can he get that? He's going to head down the sideline. One man to get by. Get the block. Caught from behind at inside the 10 in Rudisill. Well over 100, looking for close to 200 yards tonight.
Coleman Tisdale was able to bring him down with one hand, but not before he got way down the field. And he, once again, he showed his speed.
But that will bring the third quarter to an end. Our score, Trojans 48, Cavaliers 3. Fourth quarter coming up after we're from the
in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
That'll go up just a tap.
Guess I'd say they're just an average team.
This week they are. Yeah.
There we go. First and goal. Slammy Swain's trying to get it in for his third touchdown, I believe, tonight. Second, and he gets down near about the 2 yard line. A second goal from the two. Boy, both of them in the backfield. What do you do?
Yeah, like I said, you have to worry about every possible thing. Quarterback keep, hand to Rudisil. He throw it. McSwain throw it. Some sort of reverse.
You got DeRizma on the outside. Second down and goal from the two.
Kate Davis lined up in the backfield.
He's going to get the left side nugget. Untouched with that offensive line just opening holes. Trojans strike again. 11:20 to go. That puts 54 on the board. Waiting for the extra point attempt.
I'll tell you, it's bad news, Bears, when the Trojans start pulling offensive linemen and they get out in front of these running backs. There's not a lot you can do as a defender.
No, you're not. That offensive line, I think they got some second teamers in there just as big as the starters. Extra point attempt coming up. Clock at 11:11. Stopping. Now they go winding. Okay. Guess you're going to try to get the clock started. There we go. 11:10 to go. This kick is up, and they've been perfect on the night. Gets this one through. That makes it 55-3 here. We'll take a quick timeout and bring you the rest of this game after this.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
WCAB. Four or eight times.
So that punter for the Trojans has to be the longest man on the team. Is he standing there by himself somewhere, or they got him doing something now?
Well, I guess I suppose if Brian Sixto's is the punter as well, if he is, he's getting a lot of action tonight, just kicking it. Kickoffs and extra points, but if it's somebody else,
I imagine he probably does it. But I bet he hadn't punted it 2-3 times this year. I need to find that out for next week's game.
Yeah, he better get him in practice, because that's the only time he's getting him in right now.
Probably averaging 70 yards a punt,
probably.
Too, I bet.
Yeah.
So six toes tees it up, kicks it away. Taken at the 12-yard line. That's McClellan going to try to get to the outside. Can he get the corner on this chase speed? Going to run it out of bounds. Ran a long ways and get a few yards.
Yes, he did, but he was probably looking for somewhere to cut up. Trojans were everywhere out there.
Down to 9 minutes. This can't be over before we know it with the clock running. Let's see if Ethruff could just hold on to the ball and not give it back to this chase offense. That'd be my plan. Keep running this play clock down. You can run 4 minutes off the clock even if you go four and out.
Yeah.
Or three and out. We're first and 10, Cavaliers. Got three on the board. They got to feel good about that.
Yeah, this is a fine opportunity to work on your passing game. The running clock. Not going to stop for incompletion.
Here we go, the first down play. And he drops back, throws it out to the flat. I think it's going to be caught there for a good gain on first down.
Number 5, Aiden Lynch on the catch. That's why the future is bright for East Rutherford. Clint did an excellent job of setting his feet, making a great pass on a little out route there, and hitting positive yard for the Cavalier offense.
So he did pick up 4, second 6 now. Just under 8 minutes to go. Ben's going to stay in shotgun, going to drop back. He's working on the pass game. He's rushed out, stays free, steps up, throws it. Oh! No flag on the play. I almost thought they might call a hit on a defenseless receiver there. You've seen them called for less.
You have. You have. I think what made that work out so well is he was actually going for the interception. Kind of just got hit the shoulder there. So that might have saved him getting a penalty there.
If I took a deep breath, the hit wasn't as hard as it looked. Live action, I guess.
Yep.
The clock doesn't stop. 7:20 to go, and it's going to be third down. Third and about 6. And they heard you. They're working on a passing game.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
It was almost there. Had plenty of time.
Oh.
Penalty called against the Trojans.
A little neutral zone infraction there.
And it's for a first down, so I guess it was 3rd and 5 instead of 3rd and 6.
It looked more like 3rd and 6 from up here, but that's why we're up here.
We're right on the 50-yard line, pretty close to it, so good seats.
They are, but that puts us quite a ways away from play right now, so.
It's 1st and 10 now for the Cavaliers. East Rutherford. Landon Flynn at quarterback. Gonna drop. Oh, blitz is on the right side. That's gonna go down. Ball's on the ground. Almost got to see a defensive score there, I thought, for a minute.
I thought they were calling it incomplete. They're gonna say he was throwing it forward there.
That's good. That saved him a little bit of yards. That would have been about a 10-yard loss on the play. 2nd and 10 coming up. Just want to see the Cavaliers come out with something positive here. Maybe a 5-minute drive and a score.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be something good to take home with them. About a 10-minute drive, you said?
Back yep, to the 10, 15 minutes. Not bad. And, you know, as you get ready to play Patton next week, you'd love to take some positive momentum into that game.
That's a winnable game.
That's 100%.
2nd and 10 coming up after the incompletion. Flynn, shotgun. Still running that play clock down. Can't blame him for that. There's a snap. Pinkerton with the carry right side. Going to get some positive yardage. Hit the hole pretty hard, pretty quick that time. Got a few fresh jerseys out there for both teams. 76 for East Rutherford out there. K.J. Price, a 10th grader. 56, also an offensive line. Trevor Jenkins, another sophomore. 67. I don't have a 67. That's 3rd down and 7 coming up on this one. 3rd down 7 play, 4:30 to go in the ballgame. 55-3, Trojans on top. Back to pass. Oh, throws it outside. Arm has a 1st down and more to the 45. Push it to the 50. Good little swing pass that down to the tailback, Pinkerton.
Yeah, then he made a quick cut upfield. Really did a good job of getting up the field there.
He caught that ball deep in the backfield. Had a long way to go to pick up the 1st down, but he got enough. Crosses midfield to the Trojan 49.
Yeah, Lucas Bright made that tackle. He's getting a lot of love from the sideline right now from his teammates after that hit.
1st and 10. Under 4 to go now. Cavaliers on the move. Back to pass. Oh, blitz right in the middle, coming the right side of me. Breaks loose, throws the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Threw that one away, I believe.
Yeah, he did. He had immediate pressure from Caleb Shires. But I'm going to go, I think there was a flag that's going to be roughing the passer on the Trojans.
I believe it is going to be called. That's going to be a 1st down. That's just effort by the defensive player that time. It wasn't nothing intentional.
15-yarder. East Rutherford with a chance here. And put double figures on the board.
We're good. They're getting closer and closer to that red zone. And
35, first and 10 coming up. Let's stick with the passing game or give it to Pinkerton here. Got to drop back. Swing pass to Pinkerton again. Off his hands is up. Wasn't a backward pass, so it's incomplete. Trying Pinkerton again on a little swing pass. That play might do well for them against other teams.
You know, it's looked pretty good on the two times they ran it tonight. You know, so that was incomplete, but he had a little bit of running room.
May go back to that. Second down now.
Is that a marker on the field, or?
Thank you. Calling something against the Trojans. Didn't see what he called that time.
No, I missed it as well. It looks like he's counting defensive players, so maybe they're saying that was 12 on the field.
Guess it was a 10-yard mark off, down to the 20 now.
Well, that's a 5-yard penalty, so it wasn't that.
Yeah. Gave him a first down. Not sure what the call was. 1:50 to go now as we wind down here in the fourth. First down and 10 from the 20. They got time to get it in here. And a swing pass this time to the right side. Pinkerton has it. He's to the 15, pushing to the 10. They pick him up and throw him down at around the 13-yard line. They find something that works, and they're sticking with it.
They have, and I think it's something they could take with them in the game next week.
Another penalty against the Trojans. That should be half the distance to the goal. If we don't run out of time, I think the Cavaliers are going to get it in the end zone here. They have it first and goal at the 7 after the penalty.
Yeah, penalties have absolutely killed the Trojans tonight. Not on the scoreboard, but
at the pass, spins away. Looks direct in traffic, throws it in the end zone. It's going to be caught. What a touchdown, and the Cavaliers not giving up. Get the 6 on the board, making it 55-9. The clock's going to wind down to just a minute, 35 seconds to go. Can they get this extra point?
Landon Flynn, an outstanding job of evading the rusher, turning, keeping his eyes downfield, and then Blake McClellan did an excellent job of redirecting his route to catch that touchdown pass in the back of the end zone.
He looked a lot like that Pine Lake prep quarterback we saw.
Yes, he did.
Rolling to the left. And this kick here is probably going to do it. His clock's winding down to under 10 seconds. Can he get the 10 on the board? The kick is up. And the kick is no good. Misses left. So we're going to wind up with a final score here. Chase 55. East Rutherford 9. Got 10 on the board. That kick was no good, right?
I thought he made the no-good signal, but...
There we go, that changed back. 55-9, that's going to be the final. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap this up and send y'all back home.